That's Jackson and Sellers, 8:32 the time, 28 minutes before 9 o'clock on a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And as we do each and every Thursday, we welcome our mayor, Bob Whalen, stepping in the door today, actually stepping on the phone today. Mr. Mayor, welcome today. How are you?
I'm great, Ed. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in this morning. First of all, thank you for both you and Kirsten's help and support during Takeover Week. You guys had an outstanding show. Thank you.
Oh, it was fun. It was so much fun, and to do that with you. And, you know, we got the bonus hour because there was nobody filling in behind us.
That was fun.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
Great time.
Well, again,
and I'm so glad that you... made the goal.
Yeah, we more than met our goal. We met and exceeded our goal, and it a lot of it is just really just the groundswell of support from people like yourself, and a lot of it is the competitive spirit of all of you. This was an actual competition where everybody wanted to one up the next and help the station. It wasn't really just about one upping just to win. It was one upping to help, and that we felt that, and we really appreciate that.
So glad that went well.
Yeah, thank you. We got a really cool event happening tomorrow. You and I are going to be attending together. Well, not together as showing up together, but we're going to be there at the same spot, as well as we hope the rest of the community, Hospitality Night.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We obviously missed it last year with the pandemic. It's back in full force, and we'll be lighting the tree at the Pepper Tree Lot promptly at 6:10. Santa will show up. I'll be there, and we'll have a little countdown and light the tree. It's going to be fun. There's going to be tables out there for kid activities. You know, forest is closed. We'll have the stage down towards the Coast Highway end of things. You'll be there, right, at the radio station. So, you know, it's a great night to come down and really support our merchants and see some neighbors and have some fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. And I was going over some pictures from the 2019 Hospitality Night. It was a blast. And there's nothing but smiles and a ton of locals. So, yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that. Just a side question here. A few weeks back during a council meeting, you had mentioned that in your neighborhood over in North Laguna, you were actually hearing music coming from the downtown area. Is that still happening?
You know, I haven't heard it in the last few weeks. I think we determined it was Hennessy's, and our, you know, code enforcement people went out and had some discussions with them, and it looks like they've modified the plan. So I have not heard it lately, which is good.
All right. So code enforcement went and they just yanked some plugs out of the walls. Hey, you're making noise. It's late here. Okay. Well, good. Glad to hear that. December 14th is the next council meeting. It is also the handing over of the gavel, the mayor's gavel, to Sue Kemp. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's right. It's our night for reorganization. And, you know, we do it every year. Mayor selected, mayor pro tem, and then committee assignments where the council members, put their hand up for whatever committee they want to sort of be the liaison for. So it's an important night in terms of getting structured and ready for next year. I anticipate Sue will be the choice. She's mayor pro tem this year, and I've worked with her on a number of things, just sort of getting her used to what some of the mayoral duties are. I'm finishing up 3 years, which is quite unusual. It's normally just a one-year term, but with various factors and then the pandemic, I really had the privilege to sit and do it for 3 years, and it's been a challenge, but it's also been a privilege to serve, and I really enjoyed the role.
Right, and it's been comforting and reassuring, especially over the pandemic, to have you there for these years, for the extra years, if you will. And certainly one of the things that we're hoping that Sue, and we know that she will, I've spoken to her already. Sue's going to jump in and have this same conversation with us that you do. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate that as well. And I know Sue's going to be great, but I'm wondering if you're going to feel less pressure to be a calming voice on the dais. You have for the last couple of years been sort of a calming voice. You've been the steady rudder of calm during a lot of these meetings. And even though that is now Sue's responsibility, will you feel pressure?
Oh, I don't think I'll feel pressure. I think Sue will do a great job running the meeting. She may be tougher than I am in terms of
she's tough and competitive, and also she is so tough and so balls on. I'm telling you, during the takeover, she is one of the most competitive people.
Yeah, she is.
She's amazing.
You know, she got that. She was a great athlete growing up, and still is. She's a great golfer and things. And she, you know, so she knows competition. So, No, I think she'll do a great job. And you know, it's important to let the mayor run the meeting, and she'll run the meeting, and I'll, you know, contribute where I can.
Right. And what do you see over the next 12 months? Since we're now in December, we're coming up to the new year. What do you see as the most pressing issues for the council in the next 12 months?
Well, you know, it's interesting you raise that because right now we're out with the community survey. We hired a survey firm. We've completed an employee survey. So I have some ideas, obviously, as to what we're going to work on and what some important goals are. But I'm very excited that we're going to have this community survey back, and we're going to hear really what our residents think some of the issues are that are most pressing and need to be worked on. That is ongoing now, and it's an interesting how we've structured it because there's a random sampling, of course, that's going on, so you can get sort of the scientific, you know, within a plus or minus 4% accuracy. But then there is an opportunity for anybody who wants to respond to the survey to go to the city website and do so, and then we'll compile those, we'll compile those separately. So I encourage everybody to do that. You know, we're going to be city.net. I don't know exactly what day that's going to be released to the public, but I'll find out, and you know, maybe we can talk about that next week. So anyway, we're going to get a lot of input from the community. We have a strategic planning session in February, and we're going to sort all that through. So it should be very interesting.
Okay, and I'm curious about the survey itself online. So once someone goes online and does the survey once, are they now excluded from answering it again? Because, you know, some people like pile on the votes online and stuff.
Great question. I don't know the answer. I assume there's some kind of way to track that by giving people an ID number or something, but we'll find out those details.
Right. Create a firewall against people like me that like to go on and vote several times for the same thing. So a question from a listener, and you've been mayor now 3 years, and you've been on the council, and as this term for you ends, and it doesn't end for a couple of years yet, are you considering another run?
Oh, I honestly don't know. I mean, it's way too early. I mean, I've got 3 years to go on this term, so I need to, you know, I need to continue to work hard and make progress for the community and contribute what I can. But I'll keep you posted. I don't have any immediate answer to that.
I appreciate that. And just another question on there: does having to run for office as an incumbent, does that interfere with the business of being on the council and actually doing the work?
No, I don't. I would say no. It really doesn't. I mean, it's a fairly concentrated period of time. You know, people usually ramp up their campaigns in the late spring, and then you go into the kind of the more active campaigning season beginning in September. It does take some effort and focus away from the council because people are busy running. But I don't think it has a significant effect. It has some effect. I'll say that. It has some effect, but not a material effect, I don't think.
Okay. And our next council meeting is on December 14th, as we mentioned earlier. Do we know what we're talking about that night? Other than the handing over of the gavel?
No, I'll be going through the agenda with the city manager early next week. Okay. So when we talk next week, I can give you a much better preview of that.
All right. And you don't actually have a gavel, do you? Do you have a gavel?
Actually, they did give you a gavel at the end of your term. I've got three gavels here. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. But...
Well, you're gaveled up. You're ready to go.
I'm gaveled up and ready to go. So, I can sit here at home at the dining table and bang the gavel, but nobody pays any attention to me.
So when you were here for Takeover, obviously we had a couple hours to just sit and chat about music, which I absolutely love doing with both you and Kirsten. And we talked about the Beatles a little bit. Have you seen the new Get Back documentary that's out on Disney Plus? Have you had a chance to check that out?
I've seen the first two segments and looking forward to watching the last one tonight. Yeah, some amazing footage. I mean, what a slice of history that is. And the thing that was a revelation to me was it was George who walked out
right.
really sort of caused things to unravel. It wasn't really Paul and John.
So.
It was very interesting. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to the end of it. It's great. If you haven't seen it, it's on Disney Plus, and it's a great documentary.
Yeah, agreed.
Paul, what comes through to me is Paul McCartney. I mean, Lennon obviously but McCartney's the guy who just sits down and stuff seems to flow out of him. I mean, it's unbelievable the way he could just create music on the spot.
Exactly. Good stuff flowing out of him. Not just crap flowing. It was good quality music flowing out of him all the time. That was just a creative genius at his peak, I think.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of music, I have to leave you with one. One of the songs we played on our takeover was Dead Flowers, the Rolling Stones version.
Yeah.
And I was driving the other day, almost stopped and texted you, but I was listening to some stuff on Spotify. New Riders of the Purple Sage came up, Dead Flowers version. Have you ever heard that?
I have. Yeah. I have. And it burns. I absolutely love it. Yes.
Yeah. So it's... That was fun to hear.
I love that you thought of pulling over and texting me and not just texting me while you're continuing to drive. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not going to do that.
Mayor Whalen, I'm going to roll you out of here with some Beatles. As always, we thank you so much for this conversation this morning. I'll look forward to talking to you next week. And let's have some Beatles on our way out. I'll see you tomorrow night at Hospitality Night.
You bet. See you then.
Thank you, Mayor. 8:44 the time. Beatles, Mornings with Ed.